We may be tired of it, and after Trump and Clinton, glad to be done with politicians begging for votes. But it never ends. Now the most ambitious politicians in Illinois are running for governor. The Democrats include a multimillionaire and a multibillionaire, a Kennedy and a Pritzker, who have filed their petitions for the primary elections next March, and are about to spend, in just 4 months, $100 million to win a chance to spend another $100 or $200 million to run against the Republican multimillionaire Bruce Rauner. Altogether, the candidates for governor in 11 months will spend nearly $600 million, half a billion dollars, more than enough money to win a war on drugs in Chicago and a war on rats. Now consider how they'll spend half a billion dollars. A good guess would be in the nasty, negative way candidates most often spend it, hiring a staff to dig up dirt to shovel on one another, and television crews to create commercials belittling one another, describing one another as crooks, which is Governor Rauner's description of Democrats in the state assembly. Just this week, he described the Democrat Party as, quote, a mafia protection racket. There ought to be a rule in political campaigns that candidates have to stick to the issues and to answer questions, and two shovels of dirt and you're out. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com and the WGN Radio Plus app.